Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on the sixth day of March. I hope you're having an amazing day. It's my privilege to be able to read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 11 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. A reed, like a rod, was given to me. Someone said, "Rise and measure God's temple and the altar and those who worship in it. Leave out the court, which is outside of the temple, and don't measure it, for it has been given to the nations. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. If anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone desires to harm them, he must be killed in this way. These have the power to shut up the sky, that it may not rain during the days of their prophecy. They have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them and overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies will be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom, and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. From among the peoples, tribes, languages, and nations, people will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. Those who dwell on the earth rejoice over them, and they will be glad. They will give gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who saw them. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, 'Come up here.' They went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemy saw them. In that day, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. The seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven followed, saying, 'The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will reign forever and ever.' The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God's throne fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give you thanks, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints and those who fear your name, to the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. God's temple that is in heaven was opened, and the ark of the Lord's covenant was seen in his temple. Lightnings, sounds, thunder, an earthquake, and great hail followed." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we are longing for the day for the kingdom of this world to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. We thank you that you will reign forever and ever. And we thank you for Jesus inaugurating that kingdom when he walked this earth. He talked about it all the time. And he asked us to pray that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we pray for that right now. We pray for your will to be done in our relationships. We pray for your will to be done in the way that we grow in our walk with you. We pray your will would be done in the bitter parts of our hearts and those areas of unforgiveness, that we would choose today to let go of the bitterness and to choose to forgive. Lord, may our hearts be enraptured by you and captured by your grace, because it is so great and so beautiful and so amazing. We love you so much, Lord, for rescuing us from the power of sin and death. Lord, we want to be like the 24 elders on the throne who fall on our faces and worship you, saying, "We give you thanks, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned." And so, Lord, we rest in that. We give you all the glory. We thank you that you will be the righteous judge, that who judges the living and the dead perfectly. Lord, we thank you that you will give us rewards, those of us who have served you with our lives. I'm so thankful that you notice all of our toil and our cries and our tears, and that nothing is wasted in your kingdom. And so, Lord, for those who feel discouraged today, I pray, Lord, that they would fix their eyes on heaven and the place of great reward, that they would lay up their treasures in heaven where rust and moth cannot destroy. Lord, encourage us today to keep moving. And through your Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit within me, I just pray for revelation, revolution, and emancipation now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. I would love to find out how you heard about this podcast, especially if it's some weird, unusual way. You can email me from wherever you are in the world at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you found out about the podcast. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a delightful day.